Joining us here on our program this morning is John Krogman. We're going to talk a little bit about a logo of all things. John, how are you?
I'm good, Jim.
How can you make a whole program out of a logo? Huh?
I know.
Well, we kind of did. You kind of did, actually. Very soon, folks will notice on the water tower here in Atlantic that sits up overlooking the Bryn Mawr area, which really is kind of nice because it overlooks the ball diamonds and things here at the Atlantic schools. It will be adorned by the Atlantic Trojan Head logo that the school uses, which will be a nice show of support for the community.
That's right, Jim. I'm going to say a few months ago, my daughters, you know, I played softball and such up at the ball fields, and as sitting there as a fan, you'd kind of look up at that water tower and say, wow, it just overlooks these ball fields perfectly. It'd be neat if we could ever get the school logo up there. And I think you and I even talked about it one time. And not long after that, I had said something to Steve Chepke's at AMU, and he thought it was a good idea. And then I kind of forgot about it. And here just about a month ago, I found out they were going to paint the water towers. And I contacted AMU. They said, yes, we are. I said, how about the logo? They said, well, it's a good idea. We have some pricing on it. AMU really doesn't think they should pay for it as far as the logo, that maybe some private funds should help go to that. And I just decided to take it upon myself with their blessing and just started the project.
Of course, the key to the whole thing, as is the key with everything, is money, is getting the dollars lined up to be able to do that. You've been involved in politics in your past, spending some time as mayor of Atlantic. You know how slowly things can come together many times when you're trying to get a bunch of people together to work on something. Are you surprised that this went so quickly?
I am, and I had a pretty short timeline because they had to have an answer for the company painting the water tower. And I had an initial price tag of about $6,000. So I started with that in mind, and within a week had half of it raised. And everyone's saying, oh, what a great idea. We'd really like to see this, and we see this in other communities. And about halfway through, I was notified that the price went up to $7,800 due to the complexity of the logo. And they actually took the dimensions of the water tower. And what people won't realize how big that water tower actually is. And when you put a logo on it that's almost 28 feet tall and 22 feet wide, all of a sudden it got a little pricier. So just contacted businesses and some individuals I knew that supported Atlantic and especially the school system and athletics. And lo and behold, within 2 weeks' time, we had the whole amount raised. And in that time, we also had the blessing of the school board, the blessing of the AMU board, and it just all came together very quickly.
I just remember you talking about it with me a couple of times on the phone, and just a lot of people, when you call them and ask them, hey, can you help us out, it wasn't, okay, I'll give you this. It was, well, how much do you need?
Exactly. That's exactly how it was, and many of them were that way. And I didn't have a set amount that I was asking businesses for or individuals. I just said I'm kind of leaving it up to the individual of what they think is right in their own budget and, you know, how much support they thought they could put our way. And like I said, you know, donations ranged from $50 to $1,500. And so it came together real quick.
Well, and it was nice to have the Booster Club's support with that, too. I realize they have a lot of other projects and things that they have their money earmarked for and that they want to do with it. But obviously they understand the value of showing that community support.
That's exactly right. We had a real nice donation. They were the one that donated $1,500 after attending one of their board meetings. They know people give to them, and they thought they'd give back. A lot of people thought maybe it was a Booster Club project, and it technically wasn't. It was supported by the Booster Club. And we had some really nice Melanie Petty, I talked to her, and the Trevor Fredrickson Memorial Fund. They've been very supportive of athletics at the school system and the school system in general. And, you know, they kicked in $1,000 right off the bat. So we had some really nice ones to really go on and just everywhere across the board.
Well, what's kind of nice is I know you've got a list of some of the donors and things here in front of you. And yeah, there are some businesses and things in there. And a lot of them donate to a lot of different causes. And we always thank them for that. But I'm amazed at one column you have here is full of different family members that donated.
That's right. It's just families. You know, when I called and asked their business, some of them just said, no, we're going to do this on our own, you know, as part of our family and donated that money. And others just, I called individually and they said, oh, sure, we'll be a part of it and just jumped right in. I mean, there's probably seven or eight that are just strictly families.
Yeah, it's nice to see that. And they're going to be recognized.
They are. What we're doing, Jim, is we have a banner that hangs at the high school football games right outside the gate. It lists all of the donors and we're thanking them that way. There's also going to be some, well, like this show is one, and we're going to be doing some stuff in the newspaper also as a thank you, and just kind of letting the community know who participated.
Sure. You want to mention to them who participated?
I certainly can. Everyone that participated, we had KJN, McAtee Tire, Connectadoc, Brocker Carnes & Carnes, Great Western Bank, Daryl D. Smith & Company, The Atlantic News Telegraph, KSOM, KS95, Detter Motor, Farmers Insurance, Aiken Building Center, Nishnavelli Credit Union, Little Rascals Daycare, The Atlantic Booster Club, Fairway, I Associates, Farm Credit Services of America, Safeguard Choice Printing, First Whitney Bank and Trust, Wells Fargo Bank, in memory of Eric Larson family, Trevor Fredrickson Memorial Fund, John and Lisa Krogman family, Eric and Katrina Sontag family, Glenn and Fozanne Smith family, Mark and Trish O'Brien family, Mike and Kathy Henningsen, Matt and Michelle Mullinex family, and Ken and Marianne Mormon.
Good cross-section of the community.
Very good, very good. And just like I said, I can't thank everybody enough for just stepping up and getting this done. It went very fast, and I think they're supposed to actually start painting next week.
Well, that Bryn Mawr location is actually a pretty good one for this because it does sit high up on a hill, obviously. That's where water towers go. But it also overlooks the two ball diamonds, the baseball and softball facility. But it also can be seen right there from the Trojan Bowl, which folks will be noticing here very soon as well. And majority of the activities still go on in that complex there. There are some that, of course, track and soccer, some of those things that happen up at the high school. But this will be seen from those locations, especially overlooking that. And it's not just going to be some little logo tacked up there. This is actually, I've seen the drawings, and of course you have shared them with others too. It's going to be big and impressive.
It will. It'll take up one good quarter side of that water tower, you know, facing those ball fields. And you'll be able to see it. That's kind of neat that it will be painted during football season, so people will kind of see maybe a progress. And hopefully by the next home game, you'll see maybe an outline of it already. I'm not sure how fast this goes. It's like I said, it's pretty good size, and they may have to paint the water tower first and then put this on. So I'm not real sure, but sometime during the football season, it will be painted and completed. And you're right, it overlooks everything. And another thing that AMU is pretty open about doing, by putting that logo up there, it really doesn't situate well with the Atlantic that's up there trying to put it on. So there will not even be an Atlantic on that water tower. It'll just be the Trojan logo. And Atlantic will be on the other water tower as it is already.
We know where we live.
That's exactly right.
I don't think too many people forget, scratch their heads, and have to look at a water tower to figure out where they are.
Exactly.
But yeah, it's kind of nice to be able to do that. A lot of communities do these types of projects. You see logos for the schools in a lot of the different communities, so it's nice that we can join in.
It is. And, you know, a lot of people were wondering why it costs so much money, but then once you start talking and showing them the drawing and how big this thing is, it really comes together, and they understand this is, like you said, not just a small logo. It's 20-some feet by 20-some feet, and it's going to be impressive.
Well, it's what, three colors?
Three colors also. It's the newest Trojan logo that they use.
So this will be the one that the school actually does use that folks will be
enjoying.
Correct. Now, this is great. It cost roughly $7,800, and folks step forward to donate to make this happen now. But as we all know, water tower painting doesn't last forever. At some point down the road, it'll have to be repainted. Does the logo have to be repainted at that point, or what happens then?
Actually, what the way it's going to work is the contract that AMU has with the company doing the maintenance on the water tower, it's part of their maintenance agreement. So if it needs touched up, when it needs repainted in the future, it will be just part of the maintenance contract that AMU has with that company.
So the fundraising effort now is really hopefully the last fundraising effort we do for that.
Exactly, exactly. And that's really what kind of made it appealing even at the final approval of the AMU board, knowing it was just part of the deal now.
Yeah. This wasn't that tough of work after all.
No, it wasn't.
Making some phone calls, making contact with folks, and very soon they'll see the results of that project then, too. Well, John, thanks a lot for the good, hard work. It's nice to have that background going. Two or three years ago, you and I sitting at a softball game, I think it was, and talking about that, and I forgot all about it after that, to be honest, and I was surprised when you called and said, hey, remember when? And you brought it up again, and it's just amazing that it was able to be put together so quickly like this.
Yeah, I kind of forgot about it too, and I'm glad I was just kind of paying attention and heard they were going to do the water tower, or it might not have happened either. But yeah, it happened quick, and I'm just real thankful again to everyone who participated.
Yeah, sometimes crazy ideas aren't so crazy after all.
That's right.
All right. Hey, John, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.